Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the Muslim Experience Podcast, and I'm your host Farooq. So today I'm doing a video special and a podcast special. It's Friday, alhamdulillah, and you know, I've had a great start to the morning, and you know, just want to remind myself and others that whether you're a morning person or not, I think the mornings are the best times of the day, where you have that kind of peace, no distractions, and you can just go about doing your day, alhamdulillah. And today, I wanted to talk about something that's completely random. And I don't know about you guys, but I grew up watching X-Files and all these, like, you know, Alien, obviously, all these kind of like movies. And I was always fascinated about E.T., you know, extraterrestrial life. I didn't even know it actually stood for that until later on in my life. I just thought E.T. was this little dude, you know, that kind of crash-landed somewhere and, you know, a kid happened to stumble upon him. You guys know the story, whoever's watched that movie. Anyway, so alien life, you know, just imagine knowing that we are not alone on this, like, whole universe. And I guess from a Quranic aspect, we know that we, you know, whatever we say, Allah knows best. We only know some of which, you know, like, that is put in the Quran, and we're trying to understand it as best as possible and closest to the meaning than what it actually is, because again, Allah knows best. We can only kind of grasp some of the meaning of what Allah is saying through the Quran, and obviously the scholars, you know, would have their own various translations to the nearest meaning as well. So I guess the idea of extraterrestrial life is one of the most fascinating things, not just for me, but for anyone else out there. You know, some people say there's reptilians living amongst us, and it's just like, obviously, there's so many different things that I've heard. You know, you look online, just look on YouTube, you'll see so many weird sightings, you know, of alien life, and like even on Earth, you know, spotting certain things on CCTV or like the Ring doorbell, like it just goes on. You could sit there for hours on YouTube and look at those videos. So anyway, I guess, you know, we got to look at it from a science perspective as well. Like, can you physically live in a, like Elon Musk says, he wants it, the Earth and Mars and wherever we can live or is classed as habitual. We want to be multi-planetary species. Is that possible? Who knows, you know? And but I just feel like even when you do that, you're really messing with nature. You know, I think there's a reason why we can't live in certain planets, and the Earth is the best for us because Allah created that for us, and it's the safest planet to live on. And this is where, you know, we gotta know where to draw the line and tell ourselves that okay, maybe there's a reason why we are here and nowhere else. So I guess, you know, a lot of it is all about the gravitational fields and how we need water to survive. And I heard something the other day as well, like we've not even discovered over 90% of the ocean life, let alone the universe around us. Like that's crazy. So anyway, moving on, I guess from, you know, choosing all these different kind of planets, so, you know, we're trying to get all these various elements from them, you know, sample from Mars and things like that, just to see what kind of surface it is, or, you know, like what kind of things it actually contains. And I guess we are definitely in the most habitual zone possible. Anything else is either too hot because it's close to the sun, or it's too cold because it's kind of out of that area or that zone. And obviously there's like toxic gases in various places, so it's not habitual. We'd have to be completely covered up all the time. We would need oxygen with us at all times. So, like, one of the verses I came across, which is the Holy Quran, of course, and that's chapter 1, verse number 2, all praise is for Allah, Lord of the worlds. Now, if someone reads that and they think, well, okay, if it says worlds, is there more than one world? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referring to the planets or the universes or the two worlds, like this world and the hereafter? And, you know, again, it's, you know, it's interesting. And, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord of the worlds. He's Lord of everyone. He's Lord of me. He's Lord of someone who believes him or doesn't, like, believe him. You know, he's Lord of everyone. Obviously, I believe in Allah, of course. You know, I'm a Muslim. And, you know, may Allah keep me on that path. I mean, and another thing I found also was in chapter 42, verse number 30. And among his signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth, and of whatever living creatures he has spread forth in both. And he has the power to gather them together whenever he pleases. So again, referring to the living creatures in the heavens and the earth. So obviously we can't see the heavens. We can't even, like, get to the, like, you know, we're classed as the lowest heaven. Like, and I believe, you know, I could be wrong, but it's from one heaven to the other, it's about 500 years. So we don't know, is that light years? You know, like, what kind of time are we referring to when it's 500 years? And each heaven compared to the next above it, we're told, as an example, it's like a ring in the desert. So, like, think about that, you know, it's just next level. And it is interesting, definitely. And, you know, who knows, we'll be told about this one day, obviously, when all this, the world ends, and we're told about, like, all the different creatures and things like that. You know, I'd be really interested to know even some of the creatures we've not even discovered are alive today. So what does that tell you? You know, we haven't even, like, grasped the entire creation that Allah has created. And, you know, we're still discovering new species today. And I found something else as well that was from Agha. This was actually one of the Ayatollahs. And he said, life is not confined to the earth. It is indicated in this verse that life, in some form or other, is existing in millions of heavenly bodies scattered throughout space. The Almighty, who created such countless beings, has surely the power to bring them together when the trumpet is blown. So again, we are told that there are millions of species, including us. Like, we're humans, and we know why we are here. We know why we were sent down to the dunya, the lowest heaven. And, you know, our purpose is to worship Allah alone. And eventually, we will meet our Lord. So, of course, Allah has power over all. And if he wants us to unite in one place, he can do, just like he says, be, and it is. And he can do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do that. Another verse I found also is Allah, this is actually chapter 65, verse number 13. Allah is he who created seven heavens and of the earth the like thereof. So we were talking about, you know, the earth and seven heavens. The divine command comes down in their midst, that you may know that Allah has power over all things, and that Allah encompasses all things in his knowledge. So again, that is referring to all the seven heavens and the earth, and Allah has power over all things within those. All right. So even if there is alien life, hey, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have created it, and he would have put them out there, whatever they are, if they are there. You know, and Allah has control and power over all things, right? And again, we don't know, like, are we referring to similar bodies of us guys? Are there other, like, humans out there? Again, we don't know. Like, we absolutely have no evidence or anything to prove that, you know? So, but it's interesting, of course. So I guess I wanted to kind of say, what else we got here? Yeah, I found this as well. So the one of the biggest proofs that Dr. Yasir Qadhi mentioned, and that's, alright, so what we've got here. So Allah says in chapter 17, verse number 1, indeed, we have dignified the children of Adam, carried them on the land and sea, and granted them good and lawful provisions, and privileged them far above many of our creatures. So far above many of our creatures. Alright? What does that tell you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pointing out that we are higher than many other creatures. So we have that intellect, we are able to think for ourselves, and this verse tells us that. So, you know, there's angels, of course, there's jinn, and there's animals, and we are not aware, obviously, perhaps there may be alien life, but we are placed higher than them. And that is really interesting, you know, I just wanted to share that with you. So, I guess I wanted to conclude there. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this as well. This is an interesting subject. Tell me what you think. And I am going to post a video on Instagram of this podcast, or a short clip of it, because that's what I'm starting to do now, inshallah. So I'm going to do the podcast and I'll do the actual videos and audio of the actual podcast itself. They are 3 minutes, because I'm limited to that on TikTok, so please bear with me, but I will try my best to post more video footage, inshallah. Do remember that the link to the podcast is always found on all my social networking bios, so you can see it on Instagram as well as TikTok. And alhamdulillah, we are a growing community. We have the fantastic sister Naseem, who's started her own sister's show. She interviews all the sisters and I interview the brothers. So make sure, you know, if you do show an interest in coming on the show, you can send me a message, info@themuslimexperience.com, and I will reach out to you. And I'm going to leave you with that. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.